AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez.
AP correspondent Karen Shamas reports on President Trump's state visit to the United Kingdom.
President Donald Trump is meeting Prime Minister Keir Starmer on the second day of his state visit to Britain. After a day of royal pomp, the agenda on Thursday will turn to politics, as well as tech investments. The US President and First Lady Melania Trump were honored by King Charles III and Queen Camilla on Wednesday with military ceremonies, a private lunch, and a grand state banquet at Windsor Castle. At the Prime Minister's Chequers Country Retreat, Trump and Starmer are expected to sign a tech prosperity deal, bringing jobs and investment in AI and nuclear energy. Starmer also faces potentially awkward discussions with Trump on Ukraine and the Middle East. Karen Shamas, London.
And as expected, the Federal Reserve cut its key interest rate by a quarter point yesterday. The nearly unanimous decision was seen by many observers as a quiet show of unity and independence, as Trump continues to call for steeper cuts and attempts to fire a top Fed official. And students at Utah Valley University returned to classes yesterday for the first time since the fatal shooting of Charlie Kirk. Utah Governor Spencer Cox visited the campus and had a message for students.
This is either the end of something terrible and the beginning of something better, or the beginning of something far worse. And I don't get to make that choice. I wish I could. But you do.
Authorities also released more details about the arrest of Tyler Robinson. A sheriff involved with taking him into custody said the 22-year-old was afraid of being shot by police and eventually agreed to surrender only if it was done peacefully. Robinson is charged with aggravated murder and other crimes. This is AP News. An American tennis player is walking back comments she made about the local cuisine at a tournament in China.
American tennis star Taylor Townsend has apologized for making disparaging comments about Chinese food before the United States plays Kazakhstan at the Billie Jean King Cup Finals in Shenzhen, China. The 29-year-old Townsend posted videos of local dishes, including bullfrogs and turtles, and joked she would need to, quote, talk to HR, end quote, about the quality of the food. Townsend got into a dispute with Yelena Ostapenko last month at the U.S. Open, when she said the Latvian player told her she had, quote, no education, no class. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
An 84-year-old man in Puerto Rico is suing iconic superstar Bad Bunny. The man's home in the southeast of the island served as inspiration for the house that became an iconic symbol at the singer's residency this summer. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.